only statewide talk radio network. MTRN, the Michigan Talk Radio Network. Michigan, where men are men.
Now I see the reason for the expression, it's as cold as the Republicans' heart out today.
Women are women.
I love the show, and I listen to it every day when I'm leaving work. You're sort of my car partner here.
And Republicans are scared.
You're just about to expose yourself for the fraud that you are.
We will not have an all-volunteer army. We will have an all-volunteer army.
There's a phrase for what the Republicans are doing with these issues. It's called flip-flopping.
It's time for Michigan's only free speech zone.
Your passport to truth.
It's time for the Tony Trupiano Show.
And perhaps no more important radio show in the country than the Tony Trupiano Show, with the exception of one, and I'll tell you what that one is in a moment. If you want to join us during this hour, you know you can do that. 888-900-9966 or Tony at thetonyshow.com. Joining me now is my pal Brad Friedman. He, of course, of the Brad Blog.com, bradblog.com. He also does his own radio show, which is the only show in the country more important than mine, and that is the Brad Show. And I was a guest on the Brad Show last Saturday night. What a thrill that was for me. And I mean that, Brad Friedman. I enjoyed being a guest on your show last week.
Well, we had a blast having you. But you're far too kind. The only reason it's more important than your show is because you were on it last week. So there's our mutual admiration society for you.
Yeah, I don't even want to know where the hell this could go if we let it continue, so we won't. You know, Brad, I got to ask you a question with regard to this week's activity. And the reason that I do this is, as you know, at somewhere late this afternoon, early evening Eastern time, in Washington, D.C., lawmakers in both the House and the Senate will go home for a summer vacation.
Yeah.
There wasn't a lot of controversial activity this week, but a lot of activity that was detrimental. Certainly CAFTA, quite detrimental to the country.
Yeah.
And we continue to see a stonewalling by this administration with regard to answers to what's going on, and we now may see implicated in the Valerie Plame outing John Bolton, who by this evening may become the next ambassador to the United Nations, in an amazing act of arrogance. I had Susie Turnbull on with me a little earlier, Brad, from the Democratic National Committee. She's the vice chair. She's very, very concerned. I'm going to ask you as a citizen, not as a blogger, not as an investigative journalist, not as a writer, as a citizen, we go into summer recess here. Are you concerned?
I am concerned. I mean, I think that I'm not alone. I think that the country is concerned, and I think that the poll numbers are beginning to show that. I think that the guys right now in power, and I hate to say this, but they really are criminals. And, you know, Mike Malloy over in Air America likes to call them the Bush crime family. And more you hear. And some stuff happened over this past week concerning the treason gate, as I like to now call it, that it really does concern me, about these criminals and this really massive conspiracy going on right now to hang on desperately to their power. And I think the good news is, while I'm concerned about that, I think that the good news is that the country continues to figure it out. They continue to see that things are not adding up. They continue to see, kids dying constantly in Iraq. They continue to see that there's no plan to get the hell out of Iraq. And they continue to see that George W. Bush is stonewalling on this very important investigation. And some poll numbers, and I think it might have been while you were on vacation last week, but some poll numbers came out, you know, saying that I believe it was 51% or something like that believe that the Bush administration is not cooperating with the Fitzgerald investigation. I think even with a woefully inadequate media, the word is getting out. People are starting to understand. And a new poll, it was a Quinnipiac poll, came out 2 days ago showing that his approval rating is now at 41%. I think people are getting it, and that's, as a citizen, I guess that's where I can take my hope, that people are starting to figure it out. Now, that said, they still own the voting machines. And, You know, it's going to be interesting to look at the results of the special election coming up in Ohio. It's going to be interesting, of course, to see what happens in 2006. But I think that, you know, I have great concerns that even though the American public figures it out, figures out what's going on, even without the media doing their job, that there may be nothing that they can do about it when they show up at the polls because they own the machines. The bad guys own the machines. We do not have a transparent voting system in this country. And I've been talking this morning to some folks in Congress about exactly that and about some of the bills that are trying to move through Congress, none of them really doing everything that needs to be done. So I have a lot of concerns about where this all may go, and I think for good reason.
Okay. You know, it's important, I think, Brad, you know, let's talk for a minute about voting machines. As I said, I had Susie Turnbull on from the Democratic National Committee. She happens to be in Ohio this week volunteering for Paul Hackett, who I think you're aware is running for Congress. And I would think that part of the reason that they've asked a lot of people to join them is so that there can be a little voting watch, if you will. The first major election since November in Ohio. A lot of controversy still surrounding that. Of course, Congressman John Conyers' report on the Ohio election available at Amazon.com and on the Conyers blog and on the Conyers website. You know, Brad, I think that in order for us to, and I would even surrender maybe an argument or two, we'd have to negotiate this thing out a little bit with Republicans. I'd be willing to even forego a couple arguments if they would give us real election reform in this country and let us know that when our vote's cast, it's counted and we can verify it. I'd be willing to give up a little ground for that.
Well, what would you give up for that?
I don't know. Take that, Brad. I don't know yet.
Well, I don't think it's a matter of giving up anything. I mean, to have elections that... Why are we negotiating on this notion that we should hold an election and we should be able to count and have faith in the results of that election? I mean, there's no negotiating.
I live in a country now that spells America with two K's in it.
Right.
That's why I guess I feel like I need to negotiate.
Well, it's that idea alone is just... It's unthinkable. I mean, this is America, for crying out loud. We are supposedly the world's greatest democracy. Yes, I know we're a representative republic, but the point is we have democratic elections, and we're at a point where we're negotiating to please try to give us some kind of sort of a little bit fair election that we can actually audit and verify and make sure it was correct. I mean, what has happened to this country? You know what? There's the long answer to say, yeah, I'm damn concerned about what's going on, and I think people ought to pay attention, and I think, frankly, let me take a shot at the Democrats here. I think the Democrats ought to start paying attention because, you know, I think the DLC, the Democratic Leadership Committee, doesn't have a clue what's going on with their elections, with their election system, and they're going to run for president in 2008, and they're going to think they can actually win this thing. And here's the news. They can't. The system is rigged against them. And until they start paying attention, like the Progressive Caucus has been doing to this matter, you know, they're going to get screwed, and they're not going to realize that until 2008, and they may not even realize it then. You know, they should have realized it in 2004. They should have realized it that, by all accounts, John Kerry should have won in 2004, period. Mathematically, the numbers, there is just no way that George W. Bush got more votes than John Kerry. But if you don't count the votes, which we do not do in this country, and if you allow folks to be disenfranchised by the millions, you can squeeze out a result anytime you want for a Republican anytime you want. And that's exactly what's going on. And with all of these problems that we've had in 2004, tell me why there is not a single bill actually in Congress right now up for debate, up for vote, that requires a paper ballot for every vote cast. How simple is that, Tony?
Well, it's
Why
very
is that
simple.
So difficult?
Well, it's difficult because you have Republicans that control every branch of government, Brad Friedman. That's why it's not happening. That's why you're not seeing proactive legislation. Let's make it a little simpler. Let's go away from voting for just a second, Brad, and talk about Oh, yeah. I don't know, something like raising the minimum wage for the first time in 10 years. Seems to me that that would be a pretty bipartisan kind of thing. Not hearing about that either. Brad, we're only hearing what the Republicans want us to hear. That's why you're not that's why we're not seeing any legislation.
Yeah, and you know what? And it's not even what the Republicans want you to hear. It's what the neocons want you to hear. It's what the thugs who have hijacked the Republican Party want you to hear. Yeah, of course, there are good, honest Republicans out there who understand that raising the minimum wage is important. There's good, honest Republicans out there who understand that, you know, CAFTA is a sham, excuse me, and it's going to end up hurting folks. But, you know, these thugs left the voting voting open on the thing last night or whatever it was the night before, you know, for 45 minutes longer. They bent the rules. They broke the rules. The rule of law means nothing to Republicans. They'll keep it open as long as they can to get what they need, and they got their single one vote, and they were able to pass CAFTA, and then they closed the voting.
Yeah, very clever. Actually, Brad, we've got to take the break. We'll talk about that a little bit more when we come back, as well as a resident voting bitcher, and I mean that in the best possible way. Dave is on the line, and Dave will come to you right after the break. I got to tell you, Brad, as the voting issue has been a central issue in a lot of people's lives, Dave, our next caller, never once has he dropped the argument. This guy is got his teeth locked in, and he's not letting go. Brad Friedman, bradblog.com. That's where you want to go. And, of course, give us a call now. Dave, you're up next. We'll be back on the Free Speech Zone. Stay with us.
Call 888-900-9966. 888-900-9966. 888-900-9966. Now to reach Tony Trupiano on the Michigan Talk Radio Network. Looking to get away this summer? Visit Mackinac City. There's more than just great fudge in this lakeshore community. Visit interactive historical sites and the quaint shopping district, including the unique shops at Mackinac Crossings, Mackinac Bay Trading Company, and historic downtown. Enjoy live theater entertainment and Thunder Falls Family Water Park, home of Michigan's largest wave pool. Take a leisurely ferryboat ride to Mackinac Island and take a step back in time for the day. Stretch your summer vacation dollars. Stay in Mackinac City. There are over 50 hotels and resorts to accommodate you during your Northern Michigan holiday. Choose from one of many vacation packages. Mackinac Area Visitors Bureau does the work. You have the fun. To learn more about Mackinac City and to order your free Mackinac vacation guide, call 800-686-0160. That's 1-800-686-0160. Or visit online at MackinacCity.com.
Summer isn't a season, it's a place. Its name is Leelanau, where perched dunes hover 50 stories high above Lake Michigan, green and rolling and limitless, where light dances on the water of 100 lakes, and the skies are higher than you've ever seen before, where the golf courses are as good as the nature trails, and gaming and entertainment light up the nights. Where you can go antiquing or art collecting along the streets of charming villages. Visit a winery, fish for salmon, and sail and sail and sail. This is the up north you came to see. This is Leelanau. And the summer of your life is waiting here just for you. Win a weekend getaway by registering at GoLeelanau.com.
The Michigan Talk Radio Network is your direct link to Governor Jennifer Granholm.
You know, I've been in office for 2.5 years under some of the most challenging circumstances in the country. I want to create jobs, and we have a plan, an aggressive plan to do that.
When
Governor Jennifer Granholm speaks, Michigan listens, and they're listening to the Michigan Talk Radio Network.
You moderate Republicans out there, I encourage you to join our team. You independents who want to see something happen rather than engage in partisan gridlock like is happening in Washington, D.C., I encourage you to join our team.
The Michigan Talk Radio Network, your official network for Governor Jennifer Granholm.
We've had $1.7 billion in tax cuts since 1999, more than any other state.
Your connection to Governor Jennifer Granholm is right here on the Michigan Talk Radio Network.
Oh, brother.
There's a lot better ways to get your thrills at Victory's Casino and Hotel.
Nothing beats the thrill.
Nothing beats the thrill of Victory's.
Want to play around in northern Michigan? Victory's Casino and Hotel has summer golf packages starting at $102 per person. The package includes a room, 18 holes of golf with cart, dinner in the Mukwa Cafe, and a gaming package based on double occupancy. To find out more, call 1-877-4-GAMING. Get into the swing of things with our summer golf package from Victory's Casino and Hotel. Owned and operated by Little Traverse Bay Bands of Odawa Indians. Call 1-877-4-GAMING for all the details. And come play around in northern Michigan.
Victory's. There's a lot better ways to get your thrills at Victory's Casino and Hotel. Nothing beats the thrill of Victory's. Nothing beats the thrill of Victory's.
Victory's Casino and Hotel in Petoskey.
The Tony Trupiano Show. Where two rights make a wrong.
What if, at the next press conference that he holds, a reporter stands up and says, President Bush, as you know, the military is suffering from some serious recruiting shortfalls, and I wonder if you have encouraged your daughters, Jenna and Barbara Bush, who graduated college last year, to join the military. And if not...
Yeah, well, you're just pissing everybody off today, huh?
Call Tony now at 888-900-9966.
And welcome back. This is the Free Speech Zone. Tony Trupiano with you. You know, sometimes the funnest stuff happens during the breaks anyway. With me is Brad Friedman, bradblog.com. And we are going to go to the phones. Again, if you want to join us, it's so simple to do it. You got the number, 888-900-9966, or Tony at thetonyshow.com. Let us bring in our resident voting expert now. Dave, welcome to the Free Speech Zone.
Well, how you doing, Tony? Brad, I so much appreciate your very direct, frank, out front on this because it is such an important issue. I have no question in my mind but that twice now our White House has been stolen through election fraud. It, to me, they cannot get any measure that would make these machines verifiable to a vote on the floor. They're being blocked by hazard, delay, and frist. That to me is, they're so slimy in their ethics that I wouldn't miss a day of putting that out front on radio shows like yours, Tony, that they are total sleaze for doing this to the, we're no longer a democracy. We have a ruler that's been put in office by fraud.
David, you hit the nail right on the head, and the idea that you're out there constantly making noise about it is exactly the thing that you have to do. You have to keep doing it, and you know, and it gets very hard, frankly, because you know, stunningly, these guys have you know, come up with something even slimier that we find, you know, starting a war for completely trumped up reasons, and you know, lying about it and sliming folks like Joe Wilson and his wife. And you know, that's taken a lot of the oxygen out of the room because it's as if, you know, they had to work to come up with something even more reprehensible than stealing an election in the United States of America, and they've succeeded in doing that. So even my attention has been drawn to that particular outrage.
Total
and,
no character criminal.
To,
you know, if this were reversed, if it were the Democrats did this to Republicans, there'd be 800 lawsuits coming from all directions. They would not...
And there would be phony riots in the street, like the phony riots we saw down in Florida, where they had bought and paid for GOP operatives with shirt and ties acting like they were outraged and creating a phony riot. Oh, you bet. They know how to turn out their people. And unfortunately, the Democrats play it fair in general. And, you know, so they don't orchestrate phony riots like that. So it's up to guys like you, Dave, to keep making noise, keep banging the drum, and make people eventually, they're going to understand. When you have a candidate who goes into an election with a 20% approval rating but suddenly ends up winning anyway, oh, maybe people will start to notice then. But, hey, it's America, so who knows?
Tony's telling you straight. I don't let a day go by myself that I don't send a letter to an editor or call a radio show about this issue. He knows that. I bug him all the time because it's so important.
You're not bugging me, Dave. You're not bugging me at all.
Well, thank you.
You're a hero to be doing it, Dave. You got to do it. Everybody has to do it. They have to send those letters to the editor because let me tell you what. There are bought and paid for folks right now who are sending letters to the editor, and those letters are getting in there. Every day someone sends me an article that they found where somebody actually writes in and says, the last thing we need for our election is a paper ballot. That DRE touchscreens are far more reliable than anything else. And please, please, don't make our elections officials add paper to the ballots. It'll just be too expensive and it's not reliable. Now, this is an orchestrated campaign. I know exactly who's doing it. There are these groups who are actually doing it. They're actually funded by groups like Diebold. And they have an orchestrated effort around the country to try to swing public opinion to convince people that they shouldn't have a verifiable paper ballot, an audit trail that they can go back and count. You know, they're spending money on that.
You know, and Brad, I want people to understand the seriousness of what you're talking about with this bought and paid for slogan you've been using, which is so accurate. And I learned about this for the first time during the election. The RNC was quite bold because they just didn't have time to hide. So they were actually putting on their website a series of talking points that people could go download every day with a list of radio shows and phone numbers. Now, my show was targeted on more than one occasion, and, of course, you could quickly see the pattern because people were just repeating the same thing. Well, it happened a couple weeks ago on the show as well. They are bought and they are paid for by private donations, citizens like you, of course. And it scares the hell out of me to think that the American people, and this is not uniquely a Democrat issue, but it seems to me that the American people are just falling asleep at the wheel here, Brad. They need to wake up and understand it is only through activism that we will see change in this country.
It's exactly right. I mean, because we don't really have a bought and paid for system like they do on the other side. And so it's going to be up to folks like Dave and others to write their letters to the editor to, yes, call talk radio. You know, I took, it was about a week or so ago, it was my birthday, and I decided I was going to take an entire 24 hours off in a row. So I headed out to the desert, and on the way out there, I was listening to a local talk radio show. It was a big station out here in Los Angeles, and they had some guy, you know, blathering on there that Democrats want to fight terrorism by offering hugs to the terrorists. And, of course, as right-wing hate radio tends to do, they just repeat the same thing over and over and over, and that's what he was doing for the entire hour. And finally I said, you know what, the hell with this, hand me the phone. And I called in, and, of course, I got right through. And I said, you know, sir, could you please name one Democrat that wants to offer hugs to fight terrorists? Can you name one? Because you've been saying that for the past hour. And he said, well, no, I'm not, no. Really. Said, well, why are you lying to the country? Why are you dividing the country through this kind of rhetoric? So people need to speak up. I'd encourage them to call talk radio and to listen to talk radio, not just to good lefties, but listen to right-wing talk radio. Call them and give them a piece of your mind.
Well, you know, a guest that you and I recently shared, Jim Marcinkowski, was on the other day, Brad. He's the CIA agent you had on last Friday.
Yeah.
And somebody had called, and listen, the guy was good. Brad, you're going to like this one. This guy was good because he had done his homework, and he was talking about an amicus brief that had been filed on the Valerie Plame case. Well, of course, what he didn't realize is that Jim Marcinkowski is an attorney. An amicus brief is only an explanation. It is not a legal document, and it certainly is not a judgment, and it is not necessarily based in fact.
Right.
It is just an argument. Well, the guy, but this guy was good, Brad, because he made it sound very legitimate. Mm-hmm. Well, I can document, I can send you the links, it was an amicus brief, it was filed in this district, blah, blah, blah. I mean, it sounded great, right?
Yeah.
The only problem was, it was opinion.
And that's what, that was last week's talking points. I'm guessing it was probably around Wednesday or Thursday that he called.
Yeah, it was actually on Wednesday.
It was on Wednesday? Well,
yeah.
There you go. That was the day that Rush Limbaugh started hammering that nonsense. And so that's when the troops listen, and they go out and they spread it around. Now, here's the difference. I'm suggesting that folks go out and call talk radio as well, and that they write to their papers as well. But here's what I'm suggesting, that when you do this, when you call talk radio, when you write a letter to the editor, tell the truth. You don't have to make things up like they do. You don't have to spread the nonsense and the garbage and the un-American crap that they do. You can just go out and tell the actual facts and tell the actual truth. So I suggest you do exactly what the guys on the other side do. But you know what? We have the truth on our side, period. We don't need to lie. We can tell the truth. We can, you know, say out loud that, yes, in fact, it is unprecedented in the history of the United States of America that a White House without a covert CIA agent, and yes, she was a covert CIA agent. No matter how many times they try to explain that she wasn't, I have a letter from the congressional representative to the CIA's congressional liaison, who speaks about the fact that he had asked, that the CIA had asked the DOJ to begin this investigation looking into the outing of a covert CIA agent. This is a man from the CIA who says that Valerie Plame was covert, period. End of story. There's no argument. So you can go out and tell them that next time you hear some jerk on the radio
covert,
saying that Valerie Plame wasn't even at the CIA headquarters. Nonsense. She was covert, and never in the history of the United States has the White House outed one of its own covert agents.
Yeah,
go out and tell the truth. That's all.
And
you
and I, and Bill, Brad, you and I talked about this off air, and you were blown away by the unprecedented nature of this. You did not know, nor did I at the time, of course, know that this was unprecedented. That's really stuck with you.
Yeah, it really has, because I, you know, if you or anyone else happen to see, and I'm sure very few people happen to see it because the networks didn't run it, but the hearings that were held by Democrat House members and senators last Friday.
Last Friday, right.
And they had four different CIA agents who were in lockstep. There was no question about it. And I know at least two of them were Republicans, had voted for George Bush in the past and so forth, and you know, they were outraged, they were infuriated, and they were trying to get the message across that this has never happened before. This isn't just a small little leak. This isn't just, classified information that, got through or whatever. That this is unprecedented in the history of this country, and this happened from the White House. I can't get that across any more clearly. I was, yes, really taken by that when I really understood what this meant. This is not a political game. This is not a get Rove thing. I know it is for a lot of people because Rove is a pretty despicable character. But the bottom line here is that above and beyond the politics of this thing is unheard of. It's a national security breach. People may have died. People may have died around the world because of the outing of this agent. That's not funny. That needs to be dealt with quite directly.
Absolutely. Brad Friedman, my guest, join us now. We've got to take a quick break here on the Free Speech Zone. I am Tony Truppiano. We'll be right back.
He'll make you think. He'll make you mad.
He'll make you call.
888-900-9966.
888-900-9966.
888-900-9966. Tony Truppiano on the Michigan Talk Radio Network. This summer, visit the Gilmore Car Museum, where a truly remarkable experience in automotive history is waiting to be discovered by you. The Gilmore Car Museum is home to over 200 extraordinary vehicles, spanning more than 100 years of automotive heritage. See nearly 200 automobiles, ranging from an 1899 Locomobile to the classic Duesenberg, the elusive Tucker 48, the Model T, and muscle cars of the 1960s, all on a 90-acre park-like setting. Explore their historic barns, train depot, 1930s gas station, vintage Disney movie set, and eat at the authentic 1940s diner. The Gilmore Car Museum, one of Michigan's hidden treasures, right in the heart of Southwest Michigan, situated midway between Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, and Battle Creek. Plan your visit today at www.gilmorecarmuseum.org. That's www.gilmorecarmuseum.org. The Gilmore Car Museum, recognized as one of the finest automotive museums in the nation, and it's right here in Michigan.
How I Spent My Summer Vacation by Laura Miller, 43 years old. We found the ultimate play structure, Grand Hotel. Snow cones were eaten by the pool where the giant floating caterpillar lives. Then the bike rides, scavenger hunts, hay rides, and butterfly houses. The kids never slept so well. Neither did we.
We still have room for you at Grand Hotel. Stay two nights and get the third night free over select dates in July and August. Call 1-800-33-GRAND or visit grandhotel.com.
How I Spent My Summer Vacation by Ed Walker, 38 years old. To escape our busy lives, we headed to Grand Hotel. We swam, played 18 holes, danced to a swing orchestra, and shopped without leaving the grounds. Then we went horseback riding, took a carriage tour, jogged around the island, and hit the whirlpool. There's nothing like getting away from it all.
We still have room for you at Grand Hotel. Stay two nights and get the third night free over select dates in July and August. Call 1-800-33-GRAND or visit grandhotel.com.
Looking to get away this summer? Visit Mackinac City. There's more than just great fudge in this lakeshore community. Visit interactive historical sites and the quaint shopping district, including the unique shops at Mackinac Crossings, Mackinac Bay Trading Company, and historic downtown. Enjoy live theater entertainment and Thunder Falls Family Water Park, home of Michigan's largest wave pool. Take a leisurely ferryboat ride to Mackinac Island and take a step back in time for the day. Stretch your summer vacation dollars. Stay in Mackinac City. There are over 50 hotels and resorts to accommodate you during your Northern Michigan holiday. Choose from one of many vacation packages. Mackinac Area Visitors Bureau does the work. You have the fun. To learn more about Mackinac City and to order your free Mackinac Vacation Guide, call 800-686-0160. That's 1-800-686-0160. Or visit online at MackinacCity.com.
There's a lot better ways to get your thrills at Victory's Casino and Hotel.
Nothing beats the thrill.
Nothing beats the thrill of Victory's.
Nothing beats the thrill of staying at Victory's Hotel. Each of our rooms was created to soothe weary travelers with relaxing color schemes and exquisite furnishings. With a rich combination of natural designs and an impeccable attention to detail, Victory's Hotel is the crown jewel of hospitality in Petoskey, Michigan, featuring 10 suites and many guest rooms offering enchanting views of Little Traverse Bay, plus a swimming pool and fitness center. Victory's Casino and Hotel, owned and operated by the Little Traverse Bay Bands of Odawa Indians. Call 1-877-4-GAMING for more information.
Victory's. There's a lot better ways to get your thrills at Victory's Casino and Hotel. Nothing beats the thrill of Victory's. Nothing beats the thrill of Victory's.
Victory's Casino and Hotel in Petoskey.
Tony Trupiano Show, your guiding light in a sea of lies.
Conservatives saw the savagery of 9/11 and the attacks and prepared for war. Liberals saw the savagery of the 9/11 attacks and wanted to prepare indictments and offer therapy and understanding to our attackers.
Did you eat a lot of paint chips when you were a kid?
Sir, you are sick. You are a sick, sick person.
39 minutes after the hour, welcome back to the Free Speech Zone. Again, we're waiting on your calls, 888-900-9966. Brad Friedman from bradblog.com with me. Brad, I got to tell you two things, and I'll get to the email I got during the break in just a second. I got a call from Fox News yesterday. As you know, I occasionally appear on there.
Yeah.
and they wanted me to come on. And I don't know if you've heard about this this state legislator in New Jersey that wants to ban smoking in cars.
No, I haven't heard.
All right. Well, it was pretty big news yesterday and the day before. And, of course, it's a ridiculous legislation. It's ridiculous to even propose such legislation. So they called and said, hey, would you be willing to come on and talk about that? You know, where do you come down on it? And I said, well, it's stupid. I said, but the only way I'll agree to do is that if they'll let me smoke during the interview.
Did they agree?
They didn't call me back.
Oh, bastards.
But that would have been fun.
I agree.
You know, just sit there puffing away. Why not?
Yep.
Anyway, I got an email during the break. I've been wondering where these people have been. Finally, it came through, so I'll just read it. The Regina wrote this, and she said, Tony, I understand now why you have people like Brad Friedman are. So there are all of 11 of you in the country that hate it, and you have them all on your show every week. Thanks for finding Brad, one less person I need to worry about.
There are, I guess I don't understand. There are 11 people that hate what?
I hate them. You see, I've been accused of actually being responsible for the insurgents, for the anti-war movement, me personally.
Is Regina signing up to go fight, or is she home to be able to send you that email?
Regina, why don't you let us know? Perhaps she's sitting in a bunker somewhere. You know, we'll give her the benefit of the doubt, Brad Friedman. Regina, let us know where you're writing from, because she didn't, it was a Hotmail account, and I always love, nobody wants to be found, right?
Right, and let me, you know what, as long as we're waiting for the Chicken Hawks to call in, let me toss out some good news here that I think I owe it to Dave. To give you some good news here that I'm just reading about. After possibly the most extensive testing ever on a voting system, California rejected Diebold's electronic voting machine because printer jams and screen, sending local scrambling for other meetings. This is just came out from Republican Secretary Bruce McPherson.
Mm.
So we are apparently going to be using machines in the state of California. There was thing they did a massive test of election mock-up election, and it's pointed out that here, this is from the Oakland. Ordinarily, states and the National Association of State Elections Directors approve voting machines after labs hired by the manufacturer tests on a hand. The Diebold TS managed to get through those twice. For none of the testing printers on electronic voting, more than 20 states require a so-called paper trail or are debating such requirements. For years, voters have reported frozen screens and other glitches in the poll. Quote, been the voters were election officials and the vet, Alexander said. Now we have real before the eyes of elections officials. So what do you know? When you actually get the state elections officials in there and you actually do a real test, you find out that these machines are garbage and they shouldn't be used to count our election. There was a 10% on the test.
10%? You know, Brad, I remember going back to voting. I remember before the election, and in the article they talked spoilage.
Right.
I never heard the word spoiling. I've heard it. You know, I was in the restaurant, but of course I heard it there. Anything perishable, you spoilage will come in, but when we're talking elections, I mean, how do votes go bad, Brad? I still don't understand that, you know, and they count on a certain percentage of ballots being quote-unquote spoiled. Why do they count on that?
Well, apparently, there's all the ballot can be spoiled. An example here in the San Diego mayoral election, and I haven't looked into it enough come to learn. One of the candidates who got an enormous amount of support, she was a surf shop owner out in San Diego. She had thousands of votes thrown out because she was a write-in candidate. And in her name, but next to the write-in, you have to that says that you won. So people wrote in her name, failed apparently to fill next to her name where they in expressly because they didn't fill in the box. Guess what? They threw those votes. Spoiled by. Despite the voter who went to the write in the name, boats were thrown out.
All right, Brad Friedman with me. We, Brad, have a response from Regina. We'll get to that on the other side. The phones are ringing. Give us a call on the Free Speech Zone. I am Tony Truffano. Go to Brad.com. We'll take you right back.
Call 800-9966.
99966. Michigan. Did you know there's a website just for you? There is. Live.com is for people who play in Michigan. Com, you're only a mouse's best news. We news from the Grand Rapids Press at the Muskegon Crothers, updated round the clock. We bring you dozens of business stories from community. State every day. Looking for a new car, house, or job? Check out MLive.com's classified section where you can search thousands of local listings to find just what you're looking for. Want more? We've got it at MLive.com. Visit our entertainment section to find movie times and locations. Read review movie trailers. Want a project? Visit the home at MLive.com. Advice from our resident at whatever you're looking for covered.
As a medical appliance is finally available to the public for home use. Soul detox pads absorb the toxic chemicals that we get from everyday living and are made worse by our environment and poor habits. Soul detox pads work while you sleep, and they are as easy to use as putting on a Band-Aid. If you suffer from swelling or bruising, poor circulation, numbness, stress, aging, insomnia, cold hands or feet, or if you smoke, Soul detox pads are the answer to a healthier and better quality of life. As an introduction to this new form of detoxification and to prove how much we believe that once you see the result from using the pads, you'll want to purchase them. We're offering, for a limited time to the first 100 callers, a free trial of the pads. Free! Get your totally free sample of Soul Detox pads today by calling 800-789-3991. You have nothing to lose except the poisons hurting your health. So call 1-800-789-3991 now. 800-789-3991.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-664-3952 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-664-3952 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-664-3952 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-664-3952 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans resecure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
Hey, thanks. Problem solved.
At Gaslight Media, we hear that a lot. Solving our customers' internet connectivity and service problems is what we've been doing for over 8 years.
Thanks, Gaslight Media.
It's really no wonder people are saying thanks to Gaslight Media. Years of experience with mission-critical broadband, high-speed internet connectivity to businesses, schools, hospitals, and municipalities ensure that Gaslight Media customers get the right internet solution the first time.
Hey, thank you.
For complete internet solutions, including mission-critical broadband and interactive website design. Call Gaslight Media today at 877-GASLIGHT.
Thanks, Gaslight.
Hey, thanks. Problem solved.
At Gaslight Media, we hear that a lot.
And I thank you.
Call 877-GASLIGHT or visit us on the web at www.gaslightmedia.com.
All my life, I've just shown.
Marquette to Monroe, it's the Tony Show.
I perceive that our country has been stolen through fraud and by some very criminals. Yet I still have a feeling it is all going to fall in on them. The greed is just too overwhelming.
Call Tony now at 888-900-9966.
Welcome back. 10 minutes before the top of the hour. You've got the number. We've got lots of calls. Brad Friedman, my guest from bradblog.com. Let's go to Kevin, listening in Washington, D.C. on radiopower.org. Kevin, you're on the free speech zone. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I just want to say that, you know, our politicians, whether it be Congress or Senate, really need to start putting their money where their mouth is. You know, they talk about how they appreciate all these servicemen, and believe you me, I'm against the war. I'm the war. The war was a sham, and we were sold a pile of you-know-what. But just how a congressman gets a lifetime pension for his 2 or 3 years in Congress, 2 years in Congress, they need to start giving these soldiers and sailors or whatever a lifetime pension for their time in their army.
Well, you know, Kevin, let me just interrupt you for a second. There is some good news this week in that the $1.5 billion the Veterans Administration needed to maintain basic services, they did get that this week. That's progress, because they were going to cut that money.
That's just a snowflake on, you know, these guys are putting their lives and their limbs on the line for us. And, you know, really, they're not getting anything. I know I've heard of so many soldiers and sailors coming home to nothing, you know, to minimum wage jobs, to nothing.
No, you're right. And some of these guys actually, Kevin, have lost their jobs as they've been serving the country. Kevin, I appreciate the call. Brad, I'll let you go ahead and comment on that before we get to the next caller.
Yeah, he's got a great point. Yeah, I mean, you know, as he said, they're 2 or 3 years in Congress. They get a lifetime pension. These guys are putting their life on the line. They're dying. They're getting shot at. And, you know, they have to fight. You've had Paul Rykoff on many times. They have to fight just to have veterans benefits. It's unbelievable. They don't support the troops. They don't.
Not in the way they should, that's for sure. Let's go to Alice. Alice, welcome to the Tony Truppiano Show. What's your comment, Alice?
Oh, well, I very much agree with both of you and with Dave. If we can't get rid of these crooked machines, how will we save our country from complete disaster? Do we have any lawsuits filed on this?
Brad, are you familiar if there have been any lawsuits filed on behalf of voters?
Yeah, there are actually a few different quite a few different lawsuits. It's hard to keep up now with them going on around the country. You know that they're still actually fighting. The Green Party and the Libertarian Party still has a federal case concerning the election 2004 in Ohio.